process, and voting is a bit of a narrowing of election.
Yeah.
You come now to a particular way of going to vote.
Yeah.
How do you vote is to get a ballot which has names of people and the political parties and associations, and you choose from the but as you put the cross, you are voting. Because as you are writing it, that is a voting process. You are actually now putting the final stage on the voting, but we have chosen.
Yeah.
First of all, we have to choose. That's why I think we need to make sure that our people understand it is a choice.
Yeah.
Election is a choice. You choose. You must be given a variety, and then you choose. This language sometimes is not clear. People think election or voting means just saying put Katenda there.
Yeah.
It's always Katenda. That's what it means.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with always. It is a choice. Even if there are people who are already in government, you are still going to choose. You are still choosing. It's not automatic that they may continue.
Mm.
You are still choosing. If you choose to keep them in power, that's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a choice. It is not that they must always be there.
Yeah.
It is a choice you make that I'm going to choose the existing government to remain in power, or I'm going to choose something else and someone else. That's what it means. And our people seem not to understand what the choice is all about. It is a choice. The problem is, do we have the quality that we need? And I think we will be talking towards the end of the program about the quality of the people we need in the regional councils, in the local councils. What do we need in the regions? What do we need in the local authorities? I think our people need to know. Okay? So, here it says, in the Democratic Tree by the Legal Assistance Center here, it says that the Namibian Constitution established three levels of government. One, central government, regional government, and local government. All our learners should know this.
Yeah.
Supposedly, if I were a teacher somewhere, this is what I'm going to teach them. What are the levels of government in Namibia? Central government, regional government, and local government. Three marks. Okay?
Yeah.
As a teacher. Okay, these are not the pillars of government. The pillars of government, there are also three. They are different. Executive,
legislature,
and judiciary. Those are pillars of government. But the levels of government itself, it is the central, that's now the cabinet, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
It's the central, it's the region, it's the local. Okay. The president and the members of National Assembly represent all the people of Namibia. How many people are represented?
All
of them. That is why this week, I'm not so sure if this week or last week, this week, the president had to meet with the leader of the
official
opposition.
Yeah.
And people are still confused because they think that all the leaders of political parties must be in parliament.
Yeah.
It's nowhere indicated in the constitution that you all have to be in parliament in order to be legitimate.
Yeah.
What I'm doing here now and what we are doing here is legitimate. We are not in parliament.
Mm.
But we are talking about issues that are affecting our people. Is it true if I say we have three layers of government in Namibia? True.
Pretty true.
Very true. I don't need to be parliament to know that and even to say it.
Yeah.
We have central government, regional government, local government. And the president and the members of National Assembly represent how many people?
All
the people of Namibia. That's why the president, they have an obligation to say, well, I don't have two-thirds majority. I have to deal with the opposition, I think, to a certain extent. They have a majority, but not two-thirds. And with time, sometimes you will end up having a parliament which has no direct controller. And you have to find a way to compromise on issues. Because if you misbehave, these people can veto. If you don't have the simple majority, let alone two-thirds majority. Sometimes people can veto. So it was a nice step. It's not the first time it's happening. First president, the same Nyoma, used to have consultation with Mr. Kaura, then of DTA, and Mr. Ben Ulenga of COD, I remember. There was a time there was a consultation. The second president, Pohamba, also used to have consultation, not only with political parties, but also with civil society organizations, with churches, and so on and so on. I'm not so sure how effective those conversations are, but for as long as there was there was an opportunity for these people to see each other face to face. But at least there is such a good idea. Because the president represents all the people, including all the opposition parties, she represents them. Yeah. When she goes out and speaks on behalf of Namibia, she speaks on behalf of all of us, not on behalf of Swampo, on behalf of all of us as Namibian. So it is very, very important that we know that. The President and National Assembly deal with issues which affect everyone in the nation. That's why I say everyone. Just underline, all people, everyone in the nation. But communities also need other government bodies which are closer to them.
Yeah.
Which are closer to them. And to focus on issues and problems of the community immediately. A person who would know this community has got no clean running water, no sanitation, no clinic, no education. Safety and security is compromised here, drugs issue here, diseases there. A person who is not in Windhoek but in the villages, who should know what is happening in the community. And that is why we are transitioning to regional government. For example, there are many things that affect different regions in Namibia differently. Differently because, Johannes, you are from the constituents of Okongo, isn't it?
Yes.
Okongo constituency, if you come to my Ongwediva constituency, where myself and Erastus come from, completely different from each other.
Yes, and far away from.
And far away from each other. Yours is full of forest, people, distances are vast.
Yeah.
Imagine Omboloka is part of Okongo, isn't it?
Yes.
Imagine now you have Omboloka this side of the borders.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Ehafo where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have all these communities of Oshisholo and what. Mm-hmm. These people are from far. Differences in topography, in geography, in social setup require different people to lead these communities. I cannot just stand up now and say, since I'm a member of Okongo, I can be the councillor of Okongo. I have no knowledge whatsoever.
What's happening
in Okongo. And it will take me years to learn how even to go through this thick sand tracks and sometimes infested with insects like snakes and also apparently the black mambas, sometimes they are there. So how do I know these things? So each of the community, we say, there are many things that affect different communities, different regions in Namibia differently.
Yeah.
I keep on saying, if you come to Ongwediva constituency, it's a center of education.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on the periphery of Ongwediva. It's not in the center of Ongwediva.
Yeah.
Because immediately after Ongwediva, you are in Osakati East. Okay, but all of our institutions are closed to Oshakati East. What do I mean? I mean the police in Ongwediva, close to Oshakati East. If you keep in your Pamba campus, close to Oshakati East. Valumbola Vocational Training Center, close to Oshakati
East.
You say Edward Dos Santos campus of the University of Namibia, close to Oshakati East. Ongwediva Medipark, close to Oshakati East. Elua Special School, close to Oshakati East. Mwespandeka Secondary School, close to Oshakati East. Gabriel Tapopi, Secondary School, close to Oshakati East, and the other secondary schools as well. And the main schools, if you come to Ongwediva, there are, in Ongwediva town itself.
Mm.
Yeah. Institutions like, such as churches, the old Ongwediva Lutheran Church, which was a seminary for training of teachers and vocational training things long time ago. Mm-hmm. Still existing. Near Oshakati.
Yeah.
East. And, all these main things are happening in Ongwediva town. And Ongwediva is a town council within Ongwediva constituency. You go to Okongo, you tell me how many things are there in Okongo town. Congo Council, how do you call it? Village Council.
It's a village Council.
Village Council.
Yeah, it's a village Council.
Now, how many things of the things I told you are there?
There are not many.
There are not many.
There are not many.
There is a hospital there.
Yes, of course.
There is a secondary school there.
Yes.
Maybe one. I'm not so sure there are two.
There's only one. There's a hostel.
Yeah, called probably one. You see, this thing, yeah, these things are different. And it requires us to come closer to the people in different ways. Yeah? So you have Ongwediva constituency, which I think should be Ongwediva urban. Maybe we should have two constituents, Ongwediva urban, then Ongwediva rural, maybe. Because those of us, if you go to as far as on Ayamba, on Amtai, you go to the east, all these communities are in Ongwediva, but it's different from Ongwediva town. Very different.
Yeah.
You see? So, we need government body closer to the people. The reason is to answer to the needs of the communities. So, what do you think, as I said, we are going to talk about? What do you think do we need in terms of leadership qualities for specific constituencies? There are things we will need in general, that whatever councillor in whatever constituency will need to be. But specifically, what do we need? Diversity in terms of diversity of our people and our communities.
Yeah. I think, like in terms of our constituency, our Congo constituency, I think we need someone who is really visible and present to all the villages. As we only have a village council, a town. We call it a town, but it's not a town.
It's a village council.
It's a
yes.
village council.
Yes,
Okongo. So if someone is in Okongo, only the town itself would not know what's happening in the villages. And mind you, those villages are stretched far to Kavango West. If you go even to Mauni, go those villages somewhere there, or Mwiyo, or Malukula, them there, until you look at the border. So you need someone who is really visible, because different villages, they don't have different needs. Like the nearby village, some have electricity, some don't have.
Yeah.
If someone is not present in that constituency, very visible,
you
need to be running up and down every time to know those needs.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he might not have she might not have the quality that's needed. That's just
very true. Very true. Yeah, hello, what do you think? You come from a better constituency. John comes from Okongo, I visited some communities in Okongo for the church reasons. I've been to Omboloka several times. And I have driven through Okongo to Mpunkufle to Chinchabisi Road. You go this way to Uchumeb. And it is a thick, it's a thick community. Lots of forests. We say jungles.
Jungles.
Yeah, and coming from Ongwediva, it takes me 5 minutes to come from my home to hospital, to the clinic. It takes me 2 minutes.
Us will take us even the next, the following morning to.
Yeah, our home, my house is closer to the center where the clinic is, and where the school is, where the church is, and I'm also closer to town. See, if I have to go to Mediclinic for emergency, or Medipark, or even Shakati State Hospital, I can go myself. Yeah. I don't have to wait for the ambulance.
Yeah.
I can go myself, and it will take me, for Shakati, maybe 20 minutes. I'm there.
Yeah.
20, 25 minutes if I drive really the Okatana Road, and then Ongwediva, Shakati. But it can take me like 10 minutes to get to Ongwediva Medipark.
Yeah.
It can take me 5 minutes to get to clinic if I drive, or maybe 20 minutes if I walk. Really walking, taking my time. But if I walk, even 15 minutes, I can get to the clinic, to church. But there are people who are distances away from the services. Yeah, what type of leadership do we need? And I have some ideas here from other countries, you see, because our constitution is only saying you must be a Namibian, you must be a registered voter,
a resident
in that constituency, and that's it.
Yeah.
What else do we need to know is the citizens who must come up with their expectations.
Yeah.
It's left on us to say, this person is not, and up to now, imagine we political parties have started to nominate people, and I look only on Facebook. It's where I see these names, and only names. Is name sufficient? Is a name sufficient for me to know this person?
No, I don't.
So far, I know one councillor, a candidate, who I grew up with. And this one, I know him. Only by virtue of being buddies at the village, at the school. My age mate, actually. The rest of the team, I don't know them. And he himself also called me to say, my brother, I am nominated to be the regional councillor of our constituency. We need support.
Yeah.
And this is very brave of him. Now we have people who are only posting their photos on Facebook, and we must vote them for them because we see their photos. This is not fair, dear listeners, political parties and leaders who are listening to me. Go out to people and introduce yourself proper. Tell us where you were born, where you went to school, what are your social achievements. Maybe not political. Some of you are new into politics. Tell us then, if you are a veteran in politics, tell us what is your
experience.
If I want to be a regional councillor one day, I will be able to say, for 5-6 years I've been in the radio, teaching people the constitution, the law, and so on. At least I have some credentials
to present
to people. Now some people, it's just a matter of saying, Johannes Tumbleni. Then I have to ask myself, who is Johannes Tumbleni again?
Yeah.
There are some things you need to say yourself so that we can compare the notes. In Ongwediva constituency, it is Johannes Edingololo up against who and who and who. We know him, but who else do we know? Let the people know. Indicate. Go out to tell people. You are not going to be bitten.
Yeah.
tell people that this is me and this is what I want. What are the things, Erastus, you think we need to know as we need to know to expect in the regional council?
Now I'm looking at where I'm coming from. So we are quite a little bit developed, if I may say, and we also have some certain areas where they really need development. I think we need someone who is competent, looking at the people that are living within our area. We need a quality a person who is really capable of doing the work, and we need, as you have said, John said, someone who is really going there in the field and see what is happening, what is really needed, what are the people looking forward to see from the leadership. So that's what all I'm saying. We need someone who is competent. We need someone who have the skills, as you have mentioned, who is experienced, not in registering people for SWAPO, but some who's really on the ground.
Yeah.
If the people are weeping, this person is weeping with the people, sympathizing with people, being there for the people, not for the sake of politics, but for the sake of just serving the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you agree with me that the constitutional provisions that a person must be a Namibian citizen, must be what is not sufficient.
Yeah, it's not sufficient.
For me, it's not sufficient.
It's not sufficient.
That is automatic. Those things must be there.
Yeah.
But the people must be consulted in a particular constituency, whether at a governmental level or at a political level, to identify qualities needed for that constituency. It must not be one broom for all.
Yeah.
It must be specific to a particular constituency.
Yeah.
In this constituency, we need 1, 2, 3. There are things that will be harmonized as one, but there will be some things that will be different from councillor to councillor or from local authority to local authorities. Because remember here we say there is a Clara Anderson who published a paper on the 4th of July 2023 and says working in local government can be both challenging and rewarding. That's now when they hear they talk of local, they mean both local and regional. For those hoping to progress in careers, it is important to cultivate the habits and attributes which makes a great local government leader. This is not a central government. We are here talking about local and regional. Okay? At leading roles, our unapologetic focus is on HR services. Can you see? HR services, human resources. And the recruitment of senior leadership in the local government has provided us with tremendous insight into what makes a great leader. Whether you are always in the leadership position, striving towards one, here are some attributes we think to make a great local or regional leader. Number one is communication. Okay. Great leaders in local government, in regional government, are effective communicators. When we say effective, they are, or they ought to be, effective. What does it mean to be effective in communication? If you are a worse communicator, your tenure will be limited to 5 years and people will vote you out and put another one. That's why some constituencies have a tendency of having one councillor after the other. And that is not also healthy. I think you need a councillor for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
At least for 10 years. There is no limitation, but at least 5 years for me is not sufficient for a regional councillor. Unless something is terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Let the person come in, 5 years, explain yourself, learn people, fact finding, situation analysis, create platforms to meet people, to know people. By the time you are done with this, it will be 4 years down the road. Yeah. Then the fifth year elections. Then we should probably re-elect you. And then we, because we must not also think that changing people will solve the problem.
Yeah.
Some people believe that democracy is when we are changing leaders. Yeah. It's not about changing. It's about making sure the person who is leading was given mandate by the people. It's not a matter of time so much. Maybe we Namibia, we are now in the fifth president, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many problems we have solved then?
I guess little.
Huh?
I think little.
Little? Because we all we can boast about is that we have changed presidents. We are now in the fifth president. Is that fair? The point is not so much. It's effective. Here we are talking about communication. Effective communicator who can clearly articulate their vision and inspire others to follow their lead. This means being able to communicate with diverse stakeholders, including colleagues, constituents, means people and community groups. A community councillor, a local authority councillor, a regional councillor must be able to go out to people, different stakeholders, and create the bond. The problem now,
regardless of affiliation,
very true. The problem with us is our immature politics. And the idea of everybody wants to be a leader in their constituency. We will hate someone because they don't belong to our party. And if we have a polarization like this, it's an impetus to failure. But if you want to succeed, be able to call people together, reach out to them. They don't have to believe like you. You don't have to like them even. But for as long as they are in your constituency, speak to them. They are your people. Effective communication. Stakeholders, colleagues, constituents means now people. Yeah, and then community groups. For me, that is a key. And that is needed for any constituency councillor, for the local authority councillor, no matter they are in Okongo or in Ongwediva or wherever. Okay, for as long as you can communicate. Number two, you must collaborate. See, according to this author, Anderson. You must collaborate. What does collaboration mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I think collaboration means you must be able to work together with different people from different backgrounds, different political parties. And that's what makes your work to be easy.
Yeah.
Because if you don't collaborate,
yeah,
then you have one group that's going or developing, the other one is lacking that.
Yeah.
So you must be able to collaborate with different people.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah. Building relationships.
Yeah.
Bridging the gaps, as they say. Yeah. So collaboration, as you said, it's the key. The counselor should be able to collaborate. Collaboration, you don't have to collaborate with the people you like. You collaborate because of the constituency, because of the people. Okay? Leaders must work with a variety of individuals or groups to achieve common goals. We have a common goal. What's the common goal for constituency? Each constituency must now have its own goal. If you are a constituency of animals, of agriculture, as I have said, we do not have too many cattle in our constituency in comparison to yours. What does it mean then to that constituency, which has a lot of potential of animal husbandry, as we used to say a long time ago. And what's the goal there? I don't know. I wouldn't know. The people of that constituency must come together, that our goal is to make our constituency as a hub for meat.
Yeah.
Maybe we must be meat producers.
Mm.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
In our constituency, we have more goats, I think, than cattle. Because each of the households has goats. Okay? Okay? So what? How do you collaborate in a way that you want to find a common goal? You can also say, my common goal in our constituency is to make sure that each and every child has gone to school. How do you collaborate with the parents? How do you collaborate with the government, with the churches, with those little outstations or community churches that are not really run by a pastor? Maybe just one person who is a preacher there. How do you make it as a center of education for the children who cannot reach to a kindergarten because it's far? Collaborate. You see? So great leaders are skilled at building and maintaining relationships. In the Namibian context, there are some people who will hardly greet me. Because they think I am not with them. He's this party or he's that party. How do you know?
Yeah.
Huh? How do you know that? If you are not able to build and maintain a relationship, that's an impetus for failure. You can fail. Okay? They know how to bring people together to work towards a shared vision. Bring people together. There are some people who, instead of bringing people together, they are chasing people away. Very easy to do so. You can chase them with your gossip or with your lack of understanding or grumbling, complaining one thing after the other.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the story. Okay? So those type of things. So a leader must be communicative, must be collaborative. And then we have what we call adaptability. What does it mean to adapt to a particular thing? As they say, local government or regional government is an ever-changing environment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to adapt to.
Yeah.
Because things have changed.
Yeah.
I can tell you that when we got independence in 1990, we were 1.4 million people. We did not have cell phones. We did not have social media. We relied so much on the radio, and we relied so much on the Namibian newspaper, plus some other newspapers. Namibian newspaper was the largest that time. Now, majority of the people at independence were born before that independence. Now, we have about 3 million point, which means the population has grown into half.
Yeah.
You have half of the people who were born before independence and becoming lesser, and those you have those who were born after
independence.
What does it mean? What does it mean? To a person like myself, I have been a part of the Namibian system. I have been part of the Namibian church. I have interacted accidentally or formally with leaders, both of the government, of the church, of social, civil society organizations. But I still believe I'm not part of the process. I still believe I'm not part of the process, and I think I'm not needed anywhere in the process. That's how I feel. Okay? So, to the point I have to create a platform for myself and for some people also to flourish. Otherwise, they will not.
Yeah.
Okay? I am not so sure if even the two of you would have been to the seminary had it not been the platform we have created.
No, I don't think
that. Yeah. How do you adapt to the new realities? A counselor who is always thinking that, because I remember there was a time, you were too young at that time to remember. There was a time we used to say, So as a result, some of our original counselors of the 1990s, the year 2000s, were unable to quickly pick up the changing dynamics of the society.
And adapt.
Yeah. To the point, they fought against Facebook. Some fought against WhatsApp instead of using it to the to the advantage. This is what we are. So you must be able to adapt. Sometimes it's easier to long if I can and WhatsApp. To chondala kukalandi no communication and no constituency yange. Very gay of unange grupa dinande bad. Ilo natu. Adishodo. Otula kongo nando etumwa la kaweli mwena la jako.
Yeah.
To sharinga ko group. Yeah. Shafi to hapi ilikanango. Amo handi ilikanango ono anu mongodi. Haidenge ngo nando ongodi kuchaye. Hatu ka ilikane nipo vili ongo. Tuli ngova tatu ibatula mo conference call hapi indi. Mm-hmm. You can do that as well. Yeah. Adapt to the new realities. Huh? We say that local government is ever changing. Great leaders know how to adapt to new challenges and opportunities. They are flexible and open to new ideas. They are always willing to learn and to grow. Yeah. Accountability, local government takes responsibility for their action. And they are accountable to their constituents and stakeholders. They are transparent in their decision making and they are willing to own up to their mistakes. So tunapo no kaima kering omovawamb. Kan singing kaima komuka koneka. Hakati nam popia kucho taryashki. Shango kwachongwa vera siketo cho taryavand.
Shiapo te shikoneka shiapo
shiapo. Zonga odisi. Yeah, taryavanda. Ya uno na tavi ngo no kupopi pupuluka shashi ovalia ngombe la kukwante kwa tu ina popia na tonga shike kujovalia evanda murasho tunane oini mai pupulu ovanu vaya nayo fio omini mai pangelo omini mai pangelo you don't have to lie You have to tell us the reality. Talk to Nando CEO for a particular town. Open the process so that people can see who are the people applying, who are the people in the panel, and what are the conversations around who was appointed as a CEO. Okay? Remember what has happened with the Helena Fidi Town Council?
Yeah.
Recently, what Minister Sankwasa is saying, the problem is not with the CEO.
Yeah.
The problem is with who? It's with the regional, local council leadership. Yeah. They don't know what they are doing. They keep on saying, oh, the process was flawed. Why do you create a flawed process?
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't have a substantive CEO. For these years, doing what? And this is the problem of the boards. When you have a wrong people in the board, they cannot read the law, they cannot apply the law. You have always these things, acting CEO, acting CEO. And acting CEO is never going to work independently because he's also thinking maybe I will lose or maybe I also want to apply. I have to play nicely to these guys. There must be also a demarcation between the CEOs and the boards or councils and so on and so forth, you see. So, I do not know if we agree with each other in terms of other qualities that are needed. There are technical qualities that are needed, but there are also just general qualities. Those are all general qualities. Technical qualities will depend on the constituency. So I said if you have an agricultural-based constituency, like now Okongo constituency, animal constituency, where you have lots of goats, lots of cattle, lots of agricultural omapsa. Haadiria, noho, mapsa haadiria. Ngenge ko ushiloko kwa lokwa, you have abundance of grain. Oapungo mne shini mayo? Inopungo ke kansera, jamu fikora esho kulongo ishitori. Oapungo mne shi kulonga, oapungo mne shi kulonga nunama pia. No, naimu na tanjo shopa ina no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Opo ponenda fandi, ndi udito opo kucha. Pamwe, nandi mpengo mitomu yepo yone, kucha. Si ammono kansela, ndi siyosho nga neveri osho. Is this what you see? Kando kupia mwishu wampu.
Yeah. Yeah, nandi ingwa ni mkansela wetu ni. Kansela wetu. Kwa fangwe no quality ringa o.
Yeah, no.
Nandi ya. Ayo nana, mala mongo hili, mwye, tenga kucha, uta haji ngo shopa yu mashua.
Good.
Yo tato ndoka mongo moshua na, kishifimbo moshua na mongo hili. Ye, kukunapo alushenge nge udulati teitameke, kashine pesho udulati ilo kumome nduka, kasho nango, jo tenga kucha wefimbo hatu tabi kupulu langone hili. Kashishe ni kumbinga ito kukongo luwa pwano hata mingi mkupula mno beba. Nde kansela wetu wane alushe wongo wengo otete. Chingo tankafika disabled klisime ni ya yukuna na hili jifiko.
Ya.
So
kashicho kushie shita ningi.
Kushie shita ningi.
Nde
neikuni no ya kota ningi ngomo umomi kundamo apa opina waka projecta kutumba na apenye opina waka projecta kutumba kwa agrikachane.
Sa so constituency ukwacha wayo
ukwacha wayo lingao. So yeah, uwe kwali chomo hili kunango diversity alonge na kumana kwa shwana wae ingo ni kandirela pepepi nae pongo nzimanya kucha collaboration na ilinge ipi with other affiliations and
quality, your area.
Yeah, area.
So also, yeah. Also where the mood it was a film and a kucha onu nakalaja mo area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ino jahi koko po wai koshima ya no bo waka konchele kansela doko Kongo.
Mm-hmm.
Obe mo Kongo kushima iki. Momi kunda kushima iki.
Yeah.
Omapumbo mo wesi kucha mui maamunga seke mitukula yoko mikunda.
Mm-hmm.
Efi kola.
Mm-hmm.
O agriculture. Kwa hini mangasho ikombo, huhwa, edi engobe otadi drukutu kufakoshi.
Yeah.
Tadi drukutu kufakoshi. Oyiria. Tadi drukutu kufakoshi. Se hatuwe dakone shimba ehongo nuhakwa nwetu vakale va osociala. Sha sociala mashita heto shiponga pa ifeme constituents. De tuka imba tapumbwa omaele mahapu social issues. Omalodu.
Yeah.
Oiku nango. Oyapunen.
Yeah.
Ano tanu. Ano tano lela 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 lela. Problem ili mwi hapo social issues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ewa hello?
According to my constitution, I'm from Ongodiva constituency. So there I think we need someone from our area or within our area. I know the one we had he has been in Ongodiva for so long, but he stays somewhere far from Ongodiva constituency, but he has been working there. But a lot of things has been done in the constituency. It's only that they didn't work out. I know they tried to come up with projects like giving chickens, goats, and other stuff. But in terms of engagement, I have never, his engagement is a little bit down with the community, with the society, affiliation and all that, and accountability also. I think that's where he's not playing good. And I think it's because he had two also responsibilities within the constituency. So I think we really need someone who understands Ongodiva constituency. Also depicting the leadership quality, someone who understands the township, someone who understands the rural, since we don't have rural and urban, someone who is able to accommodate in all those two aspects, in a rural way and urban way. So we really need someone who is also, as I mentioned earlier, competent, because you look at Ongodiva by itself, the town where we have a lot of people, just start thinking of even the lecturers that are lecturing in the engineering campus. Most of those people are just within Ongodiva. Imagine now having a counselor who is a little bit having less understanding than those people. How will you lead such people? So that's really a challenge. We need someone who can lead, or can,
can bridge the gap, between the
academics and all
and
that.
Ordinary people.
Yeah,
okay, now you have spoken about your own constituencies, and this is the problem. I have also spoken about Ongodiva constituents because I live there, but 95% of my time, I'm not there.
Yeah.
I can say I'm a Windhoek person, and therefore I'm concerned about Windhoek. I'm not concerned about
Ongodiva
constituency, as much as I am, because of our traditional problem of having two houses. You must be in Windhoek, but you must also go home.
Mm.
I'm not sure this thing is helpful. Kandishina anangedo shiwana watu kareta tumana pwethimbo ni mariwa kutaravelinga waike gumbo yoko mkunda wagaru kireko venduka ngero ndasa antu tato tumbo mzimba tafarako wambo kandishi kucho shima shono shiwana wangashidi nenge pango tatumana pwethimbo shashingai mweno nkari mwogu mwenduka ondaninga mwombu langashinge hii omlongo ngika na heyari nenge na hetatu rambo shashondia mwema wigari na hetatu mwendu kwa ndakana ndiri mwashika njoko goro windu kwest ngayo ndiri mo local authority ya wenduka. What is wenduku? Onjoko nonota iti o wenduku yari ya tungirwa pwa rantiri omayo vi efele uvideko antumba ya plano wenduka tango kari na nfenji Shosho wete ngo watara o plana nengo wa kutharo ka alite ito taro vendu kaso ya meta.
Mm-hmm.
Totame kerara ko kwa akademia.
Mm-hmm.
Simba basi ya kasha lipo.
Mm-hmm.
Sheta poke pangripe. O akademia o ino ojimbono. Nevina ala jojene akademia. Academic.
Academic,
yeah. Ina kona sha na tumba aronga. Nenge no skola. Shosho wete kucho skola dondiro. Udhali dijara po. Academy of Learning. Njo na yani kwa Academy of Secondary School. No ATS. Windu technical. High technical something. Njia hidi mpe. Skola dondiro ni. No yu na moyatu mwangaro kwa Academy yao. Okay. Oposhika lo akademia. Ndenge lo wa ishirimo ustarata ito. Tara nando ustarata dharukiluwa o marukanda mo akademia mono. O Aristoto lo aerimo.
Yeah.
No Plato. Shonga ondisi.
Yeah.
So akademia lera. Nde ito tara kucho madhiradhiro gari kuchana kukaro. Ehara ya arongi. Lilingaru aho. Ngika. So tetandi dhiradhira.
Yeah.
So tozi mo akademia. Panara mpano opena shini mahashi ithano pa ni spark mbara iko academy injira njira kako unama pa ni spark ya unjo kono nota icho pa ni spark njo no oyadi atungirwa kwara atamik pa ni as kehengangu una shoku etapo university oshike innovation weta po kange shefa koe Weta pwe hangano yotumba. O toro ngonga kweta po nando njira kuthaneko matungo. Anangeshefa nguneni. Entrepreneurs. Uyari ya luku opayo ni yandho. Kweta po sha. Kweta po ngeshefa moshirongo. Uyari ya puwa ya karemu magumbo kuko payo ni espaka. Mehistori nenjo. Tashi bulika ndapu kanto na adengire mongote. Shotozi mwono tota aguruka leto ya po Hokulanda paka, mangino yako olimpi. Kwa Hokulanda okunashike, kwari kune kara ya mbono, yo middle management people. Ya, omatoro na vipangero, anambele wa kuruntunga, uhaine kwa Hokulanda neho, kwa yarando magumbo. Umagumbo gari genu makarumane ni, nando watala kwa ikepe hivi. Kakuni ni mambino tapo ayo kakarake tigempa. No, hau tomba ita diwa namu. Ya. Antae hene mba. Midri jinga. Baka family nga umpe. Matorona nga, pangi nga kurundu. Ya, principal nga. Hazine koko kulanda neho. Atiri gane ne. Mponjo no kakuno mluze taiko hoka. Atiri gane na taiko. Shoto ya ne po olimpia mpano, anta ekemba eno madhira dhiro goma udhano. Ukeniru aho.
Yeah.
Oshoka okapare kwe tango kokeri, oswimi ngipuro ko hili, ini mayoku ningo mautatino nkambe, maikeo maudhano hili molimpia. Shoshu weto international stadium yeto hili, molimpia. Orakubi hili molimpia. Kika ashimwe shapa mbudhano. Oshiriko? Oshiriko Olimpia. Shasho. Na avalimba enu unu na wafa eko lini mambionu. Hakarampopu ukarishipwa oshipo ku mtutaziko shikora to mfarapo kapare. Taka praktisa. Tashuna megumbu. Ya. Ngoto ya ne kolo Ludovic Dorop nehu tulinehu. Ludovic nguno ane pangera hiriko. O generals and ministers. Akuntwa eketa alero shirongo. Wete kucho rudu kiko ya fai ya ronda pombanda. Uhukara watarane shirongo wa shirongo. Ya koero sa no windu kuwesta mpono pena ni ipange no. Ya na magumbo ka apange nga na akingi wa ambula sa no. No ndo hotora. Ni maiko hili nga ronde rambo. Ya noero sa. Opuo to taguru kare eto ine koka tutura. Keka ya rudu. Ya taruka no madino mo ina yo shandu bara shimhandu bara langa mbira hinga raho no Yeah, no, no. Come as dara, and no, he must have done and go hakutingini. In my guy in Gaho, come as dara, remember, Tiringani, she the whip or she would say, ne, Sharuth. Yeah, Oguza name, no? So Tatu Yamane, Taputuano Kalene, and Duke an engine, and I the Kangambera, Taitungwangi car, as he called Oshinjasha, Shanwangata Pagrepe, no, no, Dora Donne, no, Chom with him, no. No, 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 no. Rocky Chris, I hand on the upper man, Gurukane. Yeah, no, Marukanda, ne, who can go any raho? No extension, one in gapping up in the local commas derahui. You make him donate a pony get pangaron handy. Go deeper, Anne. Oh, Nadi Pangero, idiot. Was she pangaris a catatura? Was she pangaris a sendra? Shatunguapoca or Yaki. Pethimbo, ovendu kaya tegerero ikarina kwa shiwa na heli, oma ovi, efele. Paifotuna ante angapi heli mwenduka?
Close to 600 maybe.
Close to 500 actually, or per census. Close to 400 something. Maybe 500, maro 400 danga. Ngero, hamantubo nota kapagwa penu.
Kwa shikando.
Katu ni pangeru, inatutunga mwanandosha. Sure. So, kuchanaze tatura pui, o si pangero si nene, ne, si burithe ne, si. Ne, ngo siwa nao. Si, ni maigwepo ne. Ya pumbwa, si koku, kurinovating, wata innovating manga. So, ondahari ya kucha, ya kwetu, kakereko kansera, de tuenindo onodo kiito opura oko mikandi. Ota virong, ngai kandina nando mpinge na kansera, kucha na kanoji. O kansera iko taarongwa iki. Si korele langa kone icha yo shikanju hukororo. Shota si korele kone icha yo sapoto njitapewa kepangero yo pokati no kepangero yo origin. Mbaene local authority ngashi neta tuti o uno Congo Village Council no? O Village Council ya Congo ino kukara inerero liri. Kansero mweli ndote ilerwa shiri. O ovenduka o uno shikanju hokororo windu kuwesta mono mwa kwa terui ni mangasi e politeka ni mikwa o ndi una mba o ikanju hokororo imuini ishe ipangero ndi natangu ini maikenga amzo mo venduka mba pa kurirele no joloka la authority ya venduka ini mamjono ili meili kwa joloka la authority omea orusheno siwija ikwa shike shike o safety nga o njira ini mehembyo no ino karameto na tero yo pero karo sabichi ya o shu tashitupe nine kucha o tapumbwa antu yeno teknokratik tashitinka shando nando mwenduka mwashiwa rongo mwombaye mwasuwa kopo mwatumeba mwrodfonteina ya meketman sopa mo me marienta la me karasberja karasberjo nshonanga. Ya, no so ne marurunga hobabesa pako. Akuheho no kwa pumbwa anto haithana o technocratic. Anto mba eshi shotaniki. Kakele kwa kukara usiku communicator usiku ni nga hike hike. Do you understand? Can you read? Nga hite po pio venduka. Nga undane sa kwa no history. Turanje mone. Nga inanyundi sa history. No kari takansimpa hakazi. Ndi planning kwa venduka kucha, o kansera mbano edi pano, itavu rokulonga ya gwedero venduka. O venduka na igwedero anoyu ukaru aho. Kuchano mamba kumba kwa tatu gatha peni makisikava itapute ya pondono. O drill man hadhi tongo. Tatu gatha peni. Tashibirika katu ni mario. Onkene. Otapumbwa akwashiwana nayo ya kale ya kwatirwa momoma mini meachanga shasho penanga agu mweke elimo kansera ndo kuna onse mini meachanga yelinke onse ya ano otashiti kucha otuno kuyapandula talongo otatu ya zashi konkumo to do even better
sure.
Ngero penane ya mweta ya mwape takusa oshipundisho na shadi ya kwa o. Na kwa teno kamba. ye vurithe mpono pwakulile mbe shota shitinga yeah sha shota kutine samane kumwengo eli mpana kucho Alison Brunet Consulting nayo tanga danga kucha qualities of local officials and regional no? That they must focus on the big picture the things I'm talking about big picture meaning adopting the budget that they appropriate funds, approving and issuing bonds for infrastructure, considering approving resolutions and ordinances, appointing, confirming citizen representatives to committees, and so on. They must also have the communication plan. We know that one, and a point of contact. They must treat the staff and constituent with civility and respect. Very important. When you say constituents, we say people.
People, yeah.
By any more constituents, more. Treat them with civility and respect. Inokarawadina, akwashiwana. Shasha kwashiwana, oyo, yekukwata. Neadina, kuchomwe ne wongkundaike. Tafenya nga ofenya. Nengeta nombiga yomaka, nukunsimane kaike. Shashi, ontungo no, oyekukwata. Yeah. Una, osimano harizipuara, unno, ntuta ningepuko. Ndishi. Nokuipuma mwaku yontu nataninge puko. Ndenge lontu itaninge puko. Ontungo noku noku karata hiti asimane kwa. Onfimane kwa?
That's it.
Intakomesho ne wa?
Omuwaru wani hii.
Omuwaru wani hii. Tulimo program.
Na topu kina lera lera no.
Ya.
Yeah. Hai, usimashi hapu amenduete. Mwapu kutapu, ini mawashili na naiti ni mwa mundi. Yengo hata lenga shine etampopi kominga wenduka. Wenduka ino ale akula. Ameke shapu inara kudivelopa. Ndiyote no hono kucha. Pamwe, municipality jotaka nyengwa. Shapu ngengo pamwe municipality tajive ijibana ndo no kucha. Shashivuto tuta windu kululandi.
Yeah.
Awa telwa okrotoba no mixa. Lise tremenda to kwa tremalo SMN neima no. Na uwe wako kapalo kushikana.
Yeah, go Finkenstein.
Yeah, Finkenstein. Yeah, no come va cosa idaña. Ojo, ojo, reporta. Esto no te gusta. Y en mi municipio yo te cañengo. Amo que indueta, como que iba a ir.
Yeah.
Yeah, se ha ido a ir donde uno te cae.
Yeah.
Y en tu cauta con dos años, yo, no cañengo. Municipio yo cañengo, no gato tú la.
Yeah.
Yeah. Segundo te gusta, engañas, ningún guatal. A mí me dice, tienen ahorita el lenguaje de provincia, si me dimos a África, se da ningún mango.
Ya.
Esa es la gente, poco se entrece en la etiqueta como está un niño.
Ya.
That's why a tu tungo y con Japón, Venera, a tu comaro a mola, o gru mola. Vengo pongo en el dios de bar trapo, o mola, yo capo ni ma, yo capo, ella trapo, popo, gorejab. Yo tengo mucho, si me ayuda a decir en la etiqueta. No trafico lo fro porque tu condoro. Sa si vota le le prega kuja. Onguli nene, ato di ku basho to ka motown. O mata ngwe simgeri nga ato di motown to ka ku basho yetu. O traffic flow shili, that's why pe mo no to ka tanga poita. O six no kala ulu mandila na.
Oso.
Amonde yo. Ameni ku dile kopo.
Wa.
Dangi dangi.
Yalo. Ano osi mo no so o venduko ya kula o yoyo ne ina yo munya veshe sha sho asikina no cancelino ano va hapo sho ano va feri longo na va atano genge ne ipuka ya dipa odina ko ano va headi no va no ngoi no va atano ka se viri cancel ne ya on the haranga posichasho, o civility and respect. Taputinga ripi pamwe, omudi temwa pumbwa kuya kuranga ipi. Ongobanyasha. Kova lady.
Yeah, na nanziyo. Gashine koko situasi tu ya Kongo ni. On tapandula, kansela wetu. Onyasha, ndio te kutu onyasha. Mete lingoke duwa, onyasha. De qual é a ponoca programa que a menga nisine kuto bakulia na kopeni kuitati geno kesi ngo nyashe limo kanjo roshae nakale no ontala mwacho emitala ne
mumbo
mumbo nishine kucha okugashima nangi kucha meno kabe na mitala
ya
bala eso kucha keke umwenge no
kala uno responsibility opudu loko kala ngo wa moshwana ya
kala moshwana ndi shine kucha kweke shaga shafi openi ma kwintwe kwintwe ta popingo nasho ya kwenyengengo nasho ye yo yo te mane ayo tete este mayo tete ni dugane oke do adri nan geno ni ah je ko ne nge man je no ah je ko ne tanzi kampani ne nge no ah je kongo ya ini mayo yo banyasha nge no e una programa specifically targeting youth ko si ma si na wa nka si o banyasha tahala nge ka kansela nge te tapo programa ya targeting ngo banyasha mi ukiriro
sure
ya tangi dama ma chama ukiriro ngo abanya shabu ba manike kuchana bobe be venue nav
sho
sa spifa anya shabu na shi itaka holola na shi ta ningine mata ache gai ni mani mama kulupe no sono sho
ya yo kai shwa kulupe ne ke
shine wa kulupe ka
ya shimo je tweni atusheni ya ya otano tapumbo osiviliti to dilinga ngono vanhu nde kala shi kucho to dilinga nano ito dilinga no no inamwenyo kaya yoni inamwenyo nayo haidilinga ngona nayo nawane ya no mito takuti na diteta nde mbela ngengo no ya ngengo ya hello
yeah I think my brother has said everything but according to where I stay my constituency I think people are the youth are being neglected. And what I've observed in my constituency is that people are into alcohol, drugs and all that. And if you want to, you know, to root out the youth into such things, you need to recognize them. You need to give them some leadership role within their community so that there will be something in the community. And if you give them those leadership roles or positions, because now everyone is looking at you.
Yeah.
You cannot go back to
those bad behavior.
To do something because now people are looking at you. It's like, oh, you are maybe, for example, give them position. If you have a school board,
yeah,
give
include
allow them, to
yeah.
be school boards.
Mm-hmm.
And now imagine I went to a school board, not a school but a school meeting where.
Yeah.
And the chairs,
yeah.
the school board leaders, they are people in 260s. Now I'm okay, thinking of, yeah. imagine,
yeah.
a school board need to be someone who is active, able
yeah.
to wake up early morning and
yeah.
go to school and
yeah.
say,
kids, yeah.
you should start coming to school early
yeah.
to motivate the kids.
Yeah.
Imagine now this old
yeah.
cuckoo is
mm.
in 260 and he has a lot of
yeah.
responsibility.
I was actually surprised when I went to the camp village meeting
mm.
and I expected village committee to be serious, you see.
Yeah.
And as you know, I am very serious with the things.
Yeah.
People I found there can't even read the law.
Imagine.
Can't even read the law.
Yeah.
If you can't read the law,
mm-hmm.
how can you be a school board member?
Mm.
Yeah.
For instance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we need young people with a bit of understanding and challenge them also
yeah.
just to start reading.
Yeah.
Just to start exploring, things. So obviously, young people will always receive the priority.
Yeah.
Both of the church, I'm doing my part,
mm.
and of the government.
Sure.
I am not so sure of the traditional authorities.
Yeah.
I see the traditional authorities engage young people mostly when they have to dance,
yeah.
and entertain.
Yeah.
But in terms of conversations. In terms of being part of the Ihokolola
yeah.
or those type of things, young people are always fine. They say, yeah, because remember, having grown up in the village the rest of my life, this was my second time I was in a committee, in a meeting.
Mm.
and I have never attended Ihokolola. I've never attended village meetings. just ordinarily. Number one, I don't know when they meet. Nobody reach out to me. Myself, as part of my church work, I reach out to people.
Yeah.
I have people's numbers. I created WhatsApp groups. I want people to interact with one another. When I have an event, I reach out to people. Please come. I have an event. I reach out to people when there is a funeral or there is a wedding, and I have the means.
Mm-hmm.
I go there. Sometimes I go out of my way even to contribute the little I have to these people. A person has death in the family, maybe have $200. I will send a blue wallet or something to say I cannot come there, but there is a little money. Please help yourself. And imagine I don't work. I don't have money. And there are some of these colleagues, they are only helping their colleagues. They only help their comrades. If their comrade has an event, they will support. But if it's an ordinary person, it's not always there. So we need someone who can reach out to people.
Yeah.
Yeah? Somebody who can clearly engage people, and that's leadership, including the young people. I don't know, when we are just rebuilding the Church of England in Namibia, which is the Evangelical Anglican Church, actually. We have done away with the name Church of England because of the church politics that are involved. I don't know how many people already we have taken to synod. Sometimes they hire the bus and they say, let's go, so that people see. It's not always me. This year I was unable to organize the trip of more than 15 people, just to go there, see people, talk to people, how the gospel is being presented in South Africa and so on. Only when it is in KZN, which is very far, and Johannesburg, which is very far, because it's rotating between those three places, that I take somebody different from the person I did with. But the next round of synod in Cape Town, which is near, we have to find a bus and get there. The reason is for these people, especially the young people, to be exposed. To be exposed. If you are not exposing young people, how do we get to involve them? Must serve as informed and trustworthy extension of municipal communication. Yeah. I have to tell you that I only receive communication news from the city of Windhoek when I have to pay my bills.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
No newspaper, no newsletter, no information, no knowing what is going on.
Yeah.
Why? In the Windhoek West constituency where I live, I'm not so sure I have met my counselor for the past 5 years. For a meeting, whether it is me who don't know where the meetings are, or something is fading between me and the regional office, the regional counselor's office. Where is the office? Where are the things happening? This is the problem, you see. If we are not having a communication plan, we call it a marketing plan or PR plan. You are going to be pastors. You want to create a local church. You want to create a family of believers into a single unit. Maybe we call it a parish or a congregation. If you are not communicating, how will you do that? Especially those of us who are starting now, creating new churches and planting new churches. How do you do that? Otherwise, you will only rely on the churches that are already established by others. Then you can survive there, but you will not survive better, because people who have always been there will always say, we have always done it this way. Mm. This is not your church. This is our church. And you will be frustrated. We have many pastors who are frustrated. Yeah. Why? Their communication plan, the PR, the marketing is not clear. And what is our marketing strategy? It's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
You see? So as a local leader, we need people who can really talk about the constitution, talk about the principle of government policy, talk about the youth, talk about children, talk about development. Mm. Communicate as much as you can so that people will be able to say, aha, I am part of the team. People will invite me to go to the north. Please come and do the devotion at the graduation. Come here. There is something. What is happening in my constituency? There is nothing. This is the problem. This is the problem. So let's quickly go to the marketplace and we will come back.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Kuranenge lo wapungwa Eva Tereuri koni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwepo dite okoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa mene uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka okoni ushendi senawa lokumona oijabwili nawa ninge pata fano na monika ko Eagle FM onora isatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu oma felane Eagle FM the eye.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.2. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually...
Yeah, welcome back. We are a few minutes away to our time in the studio. There was a caller who called in and suggested that Windhoek be probably be maybe subdivided into two councils. I'm not sure how doable is that, but that was his view. We cannot dismiss them. Agunjuka, we are moving towards the end of the program. You can see that we talk of, in this program, we speak more broadly. Mm-hmm. We don't speak to specifics. Mm-hmm. We try as much as to harmonize and bring everyone, and where we can, we give examples only. So that we don't appear to be attacking that person and that person. So we are here to say, generally, what do we expect? But the specifications are also there. Very true. There was a time here we say, Yompia, washi wadam petam. The man was eloquent. The man was active. The man was notable in the society. It doesn't matter. He does it perfectly or not. The point is that he was very effective in his communication plan. He was also very clear in speaking about issues. And we know the Okachari constituency was never so big. But at least he's someone who could say he knew his work well. Those are specifications. But this is not to denigrate other councillors. We don't denigrate other councillors. We know they are working under a particular ministry. They are working under a particular budget allocation. Mm-hmm. And all they do is to take the needs of their constituency to the regional council. And the regional council liaise then with the cabinet. And the cabinet approve things, whether to build a school there or to build a clinic there or a hospital there. Those are not decisions that the councillors can make. But the small things like water taps and diseases and embuto, those things will always reach the councillor's office. So the community affairs mostly are dealt with at the regional council's office. We cannot blame them. I refuse really to blame the councillor for anything. I will only blame them if they are unable to be what I told you on the other things, like what now? Like when we say they should be able to communicate, they should collaborate, they should adapt, they must be accountable for their actions and even their mistakes. They must be able to cast the vision. Yeah. They must have a vision of the constituency. Don't create a vision that is beyond your reach. Create a vision that is within the prescribed job description of the regional councillor. And they must have empathy with the local people. They must be able to unite all people, to work with all people. It doesn't matter. You love those people. They believe like you. When it comes to common goals, when it comes to service of the people, water, education, health, agriculture, youth, social safety networks. Whether you believe A or B, these things must take a center stage as people's centered goals. Now, I would like to give you the opportunity to just also say some few words before we bring the program to the conclusion. Johannes, your final words. What do you expect in these councils? So I said next time I will be calling in ladies as well to share their views.
Yeah. As we conclude, I would like to say that councillors should really take their people into their thoughts, whether when they are making decisions or whether they are planning some developments. That should be the center of their service delivery. To mention few things, like, for example, in our constituency, essential service like water, electricity, those are things that every councillor should strive to achieve in his terms or her terms, because if you have essential services for your people, then I don't think you will be, others can wait as well, but these are very important for people to live and survive. They should really emphasize, especially those that at rural villages, should really focus on the essential services. Yeah, and they should be able to communicate what developments are coming and so on. Like, for example, in our country, there have been lots that were to be built since I was in grade 10 or something. But until today, there is no roads.
Yeah. Yeah. And the road networks are part of the Ministry of Urban and even Works Transport. Basically, the portfolios. There are some things that are ministerial, and there are things that are regional. Yeah. As much as the region submit, we need a road here. The councillor cannot construct a road until a cabinet is approved, the request from the ministry, and the ministry must also submit those things through their budget allocation. That in the coming budget, we would be doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes.
No, for my last words is just that I'm looking forward to a councillor who is really into youth empowerment by looking at the situation where people are going through now and what is happening largely in the country. We really need help when it's coming to the youth. People are committing suicide, and this is just the youth, more percent, just the youth. People are committing crimes, different crimes, and who are these people? The youth. So we really need counselors to come in and engage with our youth.
So are you telling me you are going to vote come next month, or you are not going to vote? And what message do you have to your fellow youth? What should be the approach to the elections next month?
Okay, definitely we are going to vote. I don't want to speak for
it. Yeah.
But myself, I'm going to vote.
Yeah.
That's very fundamental.
Uh-huh.
And I encourage all the youth to go vote.
Yeah.
First of all, they need to register.
Yeah.
And I think it's passed already.
Yeah, they have already.
Yeah.
If you have not registered, you can't vote.
You can't vote. That's...
I think young people must go out, young men must go out and vote. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you going to vote?
I'm going to vote, definitely. Yeah. I'm going to vote because voting is your choice. So I'm going to present myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And will you call others to vote as well?
I'm completely calling them.
Yeah.
Come in numbers. Yeah. Let us vote.
Yeah.
Let us vote.
Yeah. Let us not relegate our responsibilities to the back and allow few voters to give us wrong people.
Mm.
If we vote in large numbers, it means the ideas of the society will be respected. Mm. If not, we are going to have wrong people.
Yeah.
And you will start complaining. Yeah. But you had the choice.
We had all the power.
You have all the power, not all the money, but all the power to vote people in and to vote them out because that is what it means. And with that, gentlemen and members of the community, we will continue with our conversation on the regional council's election. We talked about the structures of the government, central, regional, and local, and all of them are to be elected. They are to be voted for. Democracy, you don't take yourself into leadership position. You must be taken into the position by the people. We will continue to talk more about regional councils and the local councils, and we will talk just a bit about traditional leaders, because they fall under the regional councils. So, with that, we have come to the end of the program, and I will indeed see you next week. It is a goodbye. I'm Lucas Kalopa Katenda.